So my read on this week is the race quietly moved from smartest model to who owns your defaults.
Right.
Cloudflare bundles workers, AI, and AI gateway into one control plane. Langsbith rolls out managed deep agents. Moshi and Anthropic fight over your phone, and policy literally splits open from closed. That is all routing, not IQ points.
Yeah, it feels like the whole board woke up and went however controls the switchboard mints.
Exactly. And I'm kind of torn because my product brain loves good defaults, but my wildflower-induced paranoia is like this is where lock-in gets sneaky.
Good, my work here is done.
Before we doom spiral, how's your week actually going?
Honestly? I've read so many control plane blog posts in the last 48 hours that my internal monologue has an admin dashboard now.
Okay, that's very on-brand for us 9 months into exploring next.
It really is.
Alright, start with Cloudflare. Friday we were talking about their unified AI control plane move in episode 848. You were more impressed than I expected.
Impressed is strong, Talon. I said if you already live in Cloudflare land, having workers, AI, and AI gateway fused into one surface is actually useful. You get routing, billing, and some observability in one place, instead of gluing three dashboards together.
Mm-hmm.
But the key point is it doesn't make any individual model better. It just makes it easier for Cloudflare to be the thing deciding which model you hit, at what price, with what headers. That's infrastructure power, not capability.
Yeah, and that's where your router obsession from the routing versus capability debate kicks in. If Cloudflare is your AI front door, swapping models under the hood becomes their choice, not necessarily yours.
Or at least it becomes their default, which is almost as strong. Most teams will leave the knobs where they are if the latency and bill look okay.
I mean, that's the thing. For a lot of product teams, a single AI control plane is a huge relief. One bill, one-off story, some traces. It's not evil, it's just very sticky.
Sticky is the word. Same pattern with Lang's mismanaged deep agents that we dug into in episode 846.
Yeah, that one I'm openly excited about. As a builder, having a managed runtime where deep agents is the open harness and Langsbith handles persistence, sandbox lifecycle, channels, evils, it's just taking undifferentiated pain off my plate.
Sure. And again, notice what's doing the work. The model is interchangeable. The value is durable execution, memory mounts, identity, Slack, and GitHub wiring. They're trying to own the layer where your agent actually lives.
Right, and once my agent is wired through their sandboxes and evils, moving off that runtime is a project, even if I could technically point the harness at a different model.
That's the switching cost thing. It's not just about data gravity anymore, it's about workflow gravity. Your whole incident playbook assumes their dashboard.
This is where I probably sound like a broken record, but from a user lens, I don't mind that as long as the pattern is good. Like, give me one place to start coding, resume sessions, see logs. I will happily be locked into that if it saves me from juggling five half-baked clients.
You say locked in, I say gently held hostage.
Okay, that's good.
The last piece of the thesis is the open versus closed policy split that landed this week.
Yeah, the Trump AI framework thing where open weight models are exempt but closed frontier models get a 30-day pre-release gate. That is a pretty loud structural bet.
It basically says, if you're shipping open weights, go fast. If you're closed in Frontier, you get an extra month of regulatory drag every time you want to push a big new thing.
Which, if you're an open weight provider, is a feature, not a bug. Faster distribution, fewer gates, more chance to become the default in people's stacks before a closed competitor clears the paperwork.
And it lines up with that whole pattern we've been watching where Chinese labs and outfits like Thinking Machines are on this rapid open weight cadence. Policy is now amplifying that, whether intentionally or not.
So we've got infrastructure vendors trying to be the router, interface vendors trying to be the thing in your hand, and policy giving open weights a speed boost. All of that says the real game is who gets to be your first pick, not who tops BNCHLM this week.
BNCHLM did quietly crown Claude Mythos 5 on Benchling at 83.04, but notice how little that changed any of these moves. Nobody paused their control plane launch because Anthropic won a benchmark.
Yeah, Mythos getting a shiny number is great, but Cloudflare's AI control plane will happily route to it or away from it. That's the power shift you're talking about.
Exactly. Capability still matters, but it's mediated by whoever owns the router and the policy gates.
All right, put a stake down then. If this week is really about infrastructure control, what actually looks different a month from now?
I'm willing to bet that by mid-September, Cloudflare adds at least one more major model provider into that unified AI control plane and makes it a headline. Not just we support it, but it's wired into the routing and billing story.
You're basically saying they double down on being Switzerland for models, not just a wrapper for their own stuff.
Yeah. If I'm wrong, it means they were more about packaging than railroading ambition.
Okay, my turn. I think within about a month, someone ships a public case study where Managed Deep Agents is running a production-ish agent that hops between at least two different model providers, and the story is about how painless the switch was because the runtime handled it.
So your bet is, the length of harness becomes the poster child for we change models without rewriting the app.
Exactly. If the fight is over defaults and switching costs, somebody's gonna mark it with, look, we actually switch. And if that doesn't show up, I'll admit I overestimated how fast teams move their agents out of sandboxes.
I'm saving that quote.
Please do. All right, let's get out of here before we rename the show Exploring Control Planes. Same time next week for whatever new default tries to own us.